Guilty as charged. I, Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio, am a huge writer of to-do lists, and, well, not always does everything get checked off. I'm not talking about paying the bills. It's the stuff without any real deadline. I carry over to a new list, and some of the items just don't rise to the level of important. I cut my losses and leave it off the next to-do list altogether. One of those items has gnawed away at me.
It goes back to about a decade ago. As a public radio reporter in Iowa City, I covered a ceremony honoring people who'd donated bone marrow. I didn't know any of them, and really, by now the details are vague. I recall a tear-filled hug between two people who'd have been strangers had the woman not signed up for the bone marrow registry, come up as a match, and saved the other person's life.
That ceremony in Iowa was truly touching. Hugs, tears, joy. I vowed then to get on the registry myself. And yet, a decade passed by, and I'd never gotten around to it. Never crossed it off my to-do list. Rotten, right? I chalk it up to half laziness, half queasiness at the prospect of a big needle. Then, last month, the registry came to me. The Illinois State Police organized a bone marrow registration drive at the Capitol. Session be darned. A budget wasn't going to pass that day anyway. So I took a little bit of time and signed up. Another Amanda, Amanda Howie, with the Community Blood Services of Illinois and Be the Match, walked me through it. Bone marrow registration 101.
So it's really easy to join the registry. All you have to do is a cheek swab. But then if you are called to be a match, which your chance is 1 in 500, there are two ways you could be asked to give. 75% of the time it's just like a plasma draw. We are just filtering out your stem cells and giving you back most of your blood products. The other 25% of the time it's still a surgery, and this is what people are so scared of. But you are always under anesthesia, and most people wake up and they say they feel like they fell on the ice. So it's not what you've seen in Grey's Anatomy or any silly movie. It's much easier, and you could be literally the only person in the world who could save someone else's life.
Explain what the difference is between a marrow donation and what that is helpful for versus a blood drive, which is a lot more common.
Right. So a blood drive, blood can be used in everyday situations, everyday traumas. Marrow is specifically used for patients who have leukemia, lymphoma, sickle cell anemia, other anemias, and about 70 other autoimmune diseases. So by the time a patient gets to needing a bone marrow transplant, this is their last hope at a cure or their only hope at a cure.
And who in particular are you seeking, I don't know, a swab from, people that you are really wanting to get on the registry? I'm assuming anybody and everybody, but there are certain populations that you're seeking out more than others, I'd expect.
Right. So you have to be 18 to 44 to join, because the younger you are, the better the result for the patient. So first of all, there's that. Second, we are always looking for minorities. Caucasian is going to find their match 96% of the time, and it drops all the way to 75% of the time for an African American. So, of course, you know, a Caucasian is still needed because there's 4% of Caucasians who can't find their match, but there's 25% of African Americans who aren't finding their matches.
And do we have figures for Latinos?
Yeah, so Latinos and Asians are both in the 80%. They're around 82 to 85%.
And how did you get involved in this effort?
So I never heard of this either. I was working at the blood center recruiting blood donors, and there was a department there who they were calling people for bone marrow registry, and I didn't know what it was. And I kept hearing all these people say no, that they didn't want to do it. So I kept looking more and more into it, and I had to ask myself the same question that I'm sure your listeners are thinking. Would I really do this in any situation? Could I step up and say yes and save a life? And about 2 weeks later, I decided I wanted to, and I swabbed my cheek. I'm on the registry, but it's been 5 years and I haven't been called yet. But I've registered people who have donated just 6 weeks after swabbing their cheek.
So you never know. And I guess that's part of it, that you don't want somebody to sign up to be on the registry that would then say, no, I'm no longer interested. This is too scary. A false hope. And yet, as you noted, are there, I don't know, any safety concerns with if you are called to give and to give in that second fashion where it involves, what, big needle in your spine and drawing out that marrow and that scary stuff? Any safety concerns for somebody that does get on the registry and is called to give?
Yeah, so it's actually the needle is inserted into your iliac crest, so it's not your spine, because that is way more scary. But then also, we are very extensive in the things we ask you before joining the registry. And we ask you things like, do you have any back, neck, hip, or spine problems? The reason we're asking that is because we don't want to aggravate a problem that's already there. So there are reasons that we're asking the questions. We want to be selective before you ever get on the registry. And we won't let you give if it looks like there could be an issue with you donating.
And if you're above the age of 44, you're kicked off?
So you are actually on the registry until your 61st birthday, but you cannot register after 44.
Let's do it.
Time to make it official.
The application's a little extensive, but you just need to fill out as much as you can. If you mark yes on any of the health, just tell me why down here.
Okay. I'm on it.
Roughly 10 minutes later, I'm done with the application. I've provided my address, cell phone, and email, emergency contacts, a really brief medical history. Now, the fun part. She brings out a cardboard folder with four cotton swabs.
So the last part's the cheek swab. So there is four swabs here for the four different corners of your mouth. You're going to swab for 5 to 10 seconds with the pressure you brush your teeth with. Make sure to get the cheek, not the gum. And do a circular motion so that you're getting cells all over the swab.
Okay.
And then when you're all done, you will just stick it on this sticky thing right here. And the order doesn't matter.
All right. So like bottom left, top left. Here I am opening it. And they're all, of course, labeled like UPC code. So here I go. Ben.
All right. Probably good there.
Uh-huh.
Just stick it on there.
I'm gonna go there first. All right.
One down.
Ready to go.
Only minor mishap is when an acquaintance walks by to stop and chat. Remember, this is happening in a main hallway of the Illinois State Capitol on a day the legislature is in session.
Hi.
Swabbing. How are you?
Let's just say it's hard to talk while twirling a cotton swab in your mouth, and probably rude, right? When the woman says it's not her thing, she doesn't like needles. That's an opportunity for Howie to launch into her spiel.
It's not as scary as people think.
Well, just doing that, yeah, that doesn't...
No, but yeah, even if you are a match most of the time, it's like a plasma draw. So it's just a blood filtering system. So I'll have you go ahead
and
put it in
here. So now it's a nice fancy envelope. Oh, all right.
And seal it for me so I don't get my stuff on there. And?
And that's it.
Then here is our information. So should your name, phone number, address change, give us a call and let us know.
All right.
And it's that easy. And then here's your feel-good sticker for
the
day.
It says, I'm part of someone's cure. Be the match.
I haven't gotten any calls that my marrow matches up with someone who needs it. But now at least it's possible. You can get more information online and figure out how to get on the registry yourself at bethematch.org. Put it on your to-do list. No judgment if it takes a while, but the sooner the better. Check it off. I'm Amanda Vinicky.